I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. 6 weeks after returning to power, U.S. President Donald Trump is addressing a joint session of Congress. The White House says Trump will lay out the achievements of his first 2 months and ask Congress to provide more money to finance his aggressive immigration crackdown. The president's nationally televised speech comes amid a turbulent start to his second term, which has seen thousands of federal employees being laid off and a handful of agencies shut down, as well as new tariffs imposed on goods imported from Canada, Mexico, and China just hours before the speech. Some Democratic lawmakers are boycotting Trump's address, while many Democrats plan to wear blue and yellow ties and scarves in the House chamber to show support for Ukraine. U.S. Senator Alyssa Slotkin has been chosen to give the Democratic rebuttal to the president's speech. 4 people familiar with the situation on Tuesday said President Trump plans to sign a much-debated minerals deal with Ukraine, signaling a possible easing of tensions following a heated exchange in the Oval Office last week between Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
Three sources said that Trump was planning to announce the agreement in his address to Congress Tuesday evening. But they also cautioned that the deal hasn't been signed yet and that things could change. The deal would signal something of an improvement from the disastrous meeting last Friday.
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In 3 days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days.
That ended with Zelensky's visit to the White House cut short. On Tuesday, the Ukrainian leader posted on social media that Ukraine was ready to sign the deal and called the Oval Office meeting, quote, regrettable.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. This is VOA News. European Union leaders will meet with Zelensky on Thursday in Brussels to discuss boosting defense spending for Ukraine and Europe's own security in the face of Russia. The meeting comes amid fears that the United States' longtime support to Europe may end. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
On Tuesday, European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen outlined a $5.840 billion plan to aid Ukraine and give EU countries financial leverage to rearm.
The real question in front of us is whether Europe is prepared to act as decisively as the situation dictates. And whether Europe is ready and able to act with speed and with the ambition that is needed.
Some, like Poland, have invested heavily in rearming. Now, after years of U.S. calls to do more, others are stepping up, including Britain, Denmark, Germany, and France, where President Emmanuel Macron wants EU members to plow 3% or more of their GDP into defense. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
Arab leaders on Tuesday endorsed Egypt's post-war plan for the Gaza Strip that would allow its roughly 2 million Palestinians to remain in the territory. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Meeting in Cairo, the leaders endorsed a counterproposal to Trump's plan to depopulate the territory and redevelop it as a beach destination. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, says, "We in the kingdom categorically reject any infringement of the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people, whether through settlement policies, annexation of Palestinian lands, or attempts to displace Palestinians from their lands." I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump's new 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada took effect on Tuesday, along with a doubling of duties on Chinese goods to 20%. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Trump said all three countries had failed to do enough to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S. The trade wars could slam economic growth and lift prices for Americans still hurting from years of high inflation. Canada swiftly retaliated. Here's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Now, it's not in my habit to agree with the Wall Street Journal. But Donald, they point out that even though you're a very smart guy, this is a very dumb thing to do.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said she would unveil her response this weekend.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.